What does navigating change and upheaval mean? And how does change impact your mental health? And how can you work through change and upheaval in a healthy way so you don't wind up feeling stressed or burnt out? That's what I'm talking about this week here on Let's Talk About Mental Health, the weekly podcast that makes mental health simple. So get comfortable and let's talk. Hello and welcome to episode 230 of Let's Talk About Mental Health, and thanks for joining me as I talk about navigating change and mental health. I'm Jeremy Godwin, and this isn't your regular podcast full of interviews and random opinions. I'm a mental health counsellor and writer, and each week I look at one specific aspect of better mental health, and I share simple and practical tips you can apply immediately, all based on quality research and my own experience of learning to live with anxiety and depression after a breakdown in 2011 that changed my life. In this episode, I'll be talking about what navigating change means, why change affects our mental health, and how to navigate change effectively. So, let's talk. In 1991, a German rock band called Scorpions released the ultimate power ballad about the fall of the Soviet Union, titled Wind of Change, which features the classic line, "The future's in the air, I can feel it everywhere, blowing with the wind of change." Much like a West German soft rock anthem about a long-forgotten era of enormous global upheaval, we all experience change from time to time, within ourselves, within our lives, and within the world around us. And we all know deep down that the Scorpions were indeed quite correct when they pointed out the wind of change blows straight into the face of time. Now, if you're wondering why I'm merrily quoting and re-quoting a random song from the early 90s, well, good question. But seriously, it's because I'm a sociology nerd, and I actually think there's a lot to unpack about change from that very specific point in time referenced in the song, after the fall of the Berlin Wall and just before the USSR dissolved, when the world felt a collective sense of optimism that, unfortunately, didn't last beyond the end of the 1990s. And the thing here is that change is often swift, sudden and shocking in nature. Change can take you by surprise, turning your world or even the whole world upside down, leaving chaos and confusion in its wake, as we learn how to work our way through our new reality while also trying to figure out what the hell just happened, and also trying to allow space for ourselves to grieve what once was, if we need to. Learning how to do all of that while also looking after your mental health and trying not to let it all make you feel terrible can be like juggling anacondas. Difficult, dangerous, and probably a bit bitey. But there are lots of things you can do to navigate change and upheaval in your life without losing your lunch. And that's what I'll be exploring today. Let's first get ourselves on the same page with some definitions, and let's talk about what does navigating change mean. Okay, so navigating change and upheaval broadly refers to the process of managing and adapting to significant alterations, challenges, or transformations in your life or your environment. It could also potentially refer to dealing with bigger picture changes in the world that may have a direct or indirect effect on your life. Changes could be anything from moving to a new city or country, changing jobs, dealing with loss or the end of a relationship, etc. Or it could also refer to a more global or country-based change, like a major public health crisis, in case you forgot about that one we had a little while ago. Political or social upheavals, economic challenges, like the cost of living crisis we've been dealing with in most countries for what seems like ages now, with no real sign of things getting better anytime soon, through to significant societal shifts like those caused by technology or global events. Essentially, navigating change is about how we handle the transition periods in life where the familiar structures or routines are disrupted. Now, when we look at this concept from the perspective of mental health, it gets a bit more nuanced because it means understanding and managing the psychological and emotional responses that these disruptions can trigger within us, which, of course, will be unique to each of us because we all view the world through the lens of our individual needs, wants, values, beliefs, and experiences. Change can create a real sense of uncertainty and instability, even if it's ultimately positive and turns out to be a good thing in our lives. And this can lead to stress, anxiety, and even depression. Change and upheaval can manifest in many different ways, and they often come with a mix of emotions and reactions that can vary widely from person to person. For example, you might experience uncertainty and confusion, feeling unsure about the future, and being confused about the best steps to take next. Also, change and uncertainty can lead to stress and anxiety, and you may find yourself worrying about the unknown or uncontrollable aspects of change and what may or may not happen next. Change also often involves loss, whether that means losing a loved one, a job, a familiar routine, etc. And this can trigger feelings of sadness or grief. And then, looking at things from another perspective, change can also potentially bring with it excitement or anticipation, not to mention an awareness of the potential for new opportunities. Change isn't all negative after all, and it can bring with it new possibilities and experiences that can help you to grow and improve the circumstances of your life. So, as you can see, generally speaking, change can be complicated, and it depends on the situation and the broader context when considering how it might affect you. Some change can be exciting and scary, while other changes could be just downright terrifying. The challenge is to learn how to develop your resilience and figure out how to adapt to and cope with changes effectively, preferably with the least amount of feeling like your head is going to explode at any moment. The piece here is recognizing that so much of this change stuff is out of our direct control. And so being able to focus on what we can control, while also reaching a place of acceptance with the stuff we can't control, which, of course, is much easier said than done. All of that involves not only managing your immediate emotional responses effectively, but also being able to re-establish a sense of normality and balance in your life. Learning to navigate change is about building your skills so that you can not just survive, but truly thrive during times of upheaval. It's about finding your footing in a shifting landscape and figuring out how to move forward with confidence and optimism. And I'll explain how to do that shortly. First, let's talk about why change affects our mental health. Change and upheaval can significantly affect your well-being for several reasons. One major issue is the loss of control, where changes seem to happen without our input. And so that can lead you to feel helpless and vulnerable, and potentially also lead to mental health issues like anxiety or depression. Change brings with it uncertainty about the future, disrupting our natural preference for predictability and stability. We human beings crave security, comfort, and safety. And so that means we feel safer when things are familiar, not when everything is a hot mess and where it keeps on changing more times than you have hot dinners. Uncertainty can cause you to doubt what you know and to start being worried about possible negative outcomes, increasing your stress levels. Significant changes can also threaten your identity. For example, losing your job might challenge the way you view yourself, leading to distress and disorientation. Also, Change often forces you to process vast amounts of information quickly, make decisions, and adjust your behaviors simultaneously, which is a lot, and it can lead to cognitive overload and feelings of being overwhelmed or burnt out. The emotional toll of adapting to change can be exhausting, manifesting as mood swings or irritability. And beyond that, change disrupts your routines, removing the comforting structure they provide and making it harder to adapt to new patterns, and so potentially contributing further to anxiety. Navigating change and upheaval thoughtfully is absolutely vital, both for your general well-being and your mental health. Managing it effectively and in a healthy way helps maintain your sense of stability and control during uncertain times, easing stress and anxiety, and enabling you to stay productive and engaged in your daily life. Being proactive and finding healthy coping mechanisms helps you to handle your emotional responses more effectively and maintain stability in your mental health. On top of that, a thoughtful approach to change builds resilience, enhancing your ability to adapt to and prepare for future changes and disruptions, which are inevitable in life, while also avoiding burnout and stress, which are the last things you want during times of change, since there's probably already more than enough for you to deal with. Navigating change in a considered and healthy way, instead of drinking, snorting, partying, eating, or generally crisising your way through tough times, helps to reduce the risk of things becoming worse. And it also helps you to adapt to changes more effectively, so that you can set yourself up for success and find both balance and peace of mind. So how do you do all that? Well, let's first take a quick break to hear from the brands who help me create this show each week.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And welcome back. Now let's get into the how-to part of today's episode, and let's talk about how to navigate change effectively. Okay, first, acknowledge your feelings. It's important to recognize and accept your emotions during times of change, instead of trying to suppress them. Because emotions have a way of hanging about until you eventually deal with them, or are forced to deal with them, often when you least expect it. That's basically the entire plot line of the breakdown I had in late 2011, where it felt like every single emotion I'd ever suppressed, and there were a lot of them, came bubbling up to the surface and refused to be ignored any longer. Acknowledging your feelings helps you to start working on things so you can deal with them directly, rather than having them build up and potentially explode later. You can do this by talking about your feelings with a trusted friend, writing them down, expressing them through a creative outlet like art or music, or talking with a professional like a counselor or therapist. All right, next, go back to basics. In times of change and upheaval, it can be tough to carry on in a business as usual way. So, double down on all the absolute bare minimum non-negotiable stuff in your life in terms of your commitments and priorities, and let the less critical stuff go for the time being. For example, doing the groceries is no doubt an absolute necessity, since you're going to need to eat. Whereas painting your walls can probably wait until things are a lot less chaotic and upheavally. So, either pause all the non-urgent stuff, or at the very least, give yourself permission to reduce your focus on it. That way, you'll free up your attention and energy to focus on what you need to do to work through whatever you need to work through, which you'll be able to do with a lot less stress than if you're trying to juggle absolutely everything all at once. Okay, next, choose healthy coping mechanisms. Look, you know as well as I do that you have a choice in how you cope with challenging times. Do you choose to drink all of the wine to help you get through tough times? Or do you choose to remain sober and lucid so you can make smarter decisions? Unhealthy coping mechanisms and behaviors like gossiping, avoidance, blaming, etc., will most likely have not so great outcomes for you and will usually end up making the problem bigger. Instead, there are lots of simple things you can do to cope in healthier ways. Prioritize regular exercise and sufficient sleep, eat a balanced diet, practice mindfulness or meditation, set clear and achievable goals for yourself, make time for activities you enjoy, like reading or walking, and spend quality time with loved ones. It might seem a lot less exciting than popping all the pills you can find or dancing on a tabletop until 5 a.m, but it's guaranteed not to leave you with a hangover the next day. You can find out more about healthy coping mechanisms in episode 179. Okay, next, work on your mindset. You're in control of whether you choose to view change negatively or positively, and it's the choice you make that will determine how you end up feeling. This is about maintaining a positive outlook. Sure, change can be tough, but it's also an opportunity for growth. And when you choose to view challenges as opportunities for development instead of something to be feared, you'll find that it improves your ability to adapt. And so that leads to my next point, focus on what you can control. Continuing on with this theme of choosing your mindset, you can also choose the things that you focus on. If you focus too much on the stuff that's completely out of your control, you'll probably drive yourself up the wall. But if you focus your attention on what you can control, you'll be able to feel less helpless and a lot more empowered. You can do this by making choices about how you spend your time, the people you interact with, or how you react to challenges. Remembering that all you ever really have direct control over is yourself and what you choose to do and say. This is about approaching challenges from a place of self-empowerment, which I covered in episode 224. Oh, and I also covered control in its own episode back in episode 48. So you'll find that helpful as well. Okay, next, reframe challenges as opportunities. And this is another mindset one because, frankly, a lot of how we deal with change really comes down to how we approach things in terms of our mindset. Changing your perspective on challenges can completely transform how you experience change. You can either see it as something happening to you or simply something that's happening which you need to respond to. This approach is really helpful because viewing difficulties as opportunities for growth and learning can lessen the impact of negative emotions. You can reframe challenges by asking yourself what you can learn from each situation and considering how it can potentially contribute to your personal development. If that's something you tend to struggle with, you might find episode 229 about limiting beliefs to be helpful. Okay, next, be flexible. In a situation where you have limited control or even no control at all, flexibility is going to help you to be open to new ways of thinking about and doing things, which can make it a lot easier to adapt to change. Being rigid can make the process of adapting to the situation a lot more difficult. Try challenging your own beliefs, as well as consciously being open to different perspectives and solutions. All right, next, educate yourself, because knowledge is power. Understanding the nature of the change you're experiencing can make it a lot less intimidating, and building your knowledge empowers you and reduces uncertainty. Find as much information as you can from a variety of reputable sources. Do some research online, speak with trusted sources or other people who have gone through similar experiences, read books, watch documentaries, talk with professionals. The list of ways to educate yourself goes on and on. Just please, for the love of all that is sacred in this world, don't rely on the Instagram Institute of Incorrect Information or the Facebook Foundation of Fake News and Conspiracies. And yes, those videos you're watching online are very likely fake. So choose your sources wisely. Next, adjust your expectations. If you expect things to always be a certain way and never to change, you're going to be sorely disappointed in life, because change is one of the few things we can all count on. Being flexible with your expectations allows you to adapt more readily to change. Rigid expectations can lead to disappointment and frustration when things don't go as planned, or when the supermarket suddenly stops stocking your favorite breakfast cereal, which may or may not be my current trauma. You can adjust your expectations by setting realistic goals for yourself and being open to finding value in the unexpected. Okay, next, be patient. It's important to be patient with yourself and others during times of change. Adjusting takes time, and being hard on yourself only adds to your stress. Show kindness to others and practice self-compassion by reminding yourself that it's okay to feel unsettled and that these feelings will pass as you slowly adapt to your new circumstances. All things take time. Be gentle with yourself and take things one day at a time. Okay, next, stick to a routine. One way to counter the disorientation of change is to establish and maintain a routine in your life, which can provide a sense of normality and predictability. Set regular times for meals, exercise, work, and leisure, and stick to them as much as possible. Keeping these consistent daily anchors in place can significantly reduce stress and help you maintain a sense of control. And so that leads to my next point: look after yourself. Taking care of your physical and emotional well-being is crucial during times of change. So make your self-care a priority, which helps to ensure that you're at your best to face challenges. You can't be on 24/7, and you can't take care of everybody else without first taking time to look after yourself so that you can recharge. Stress levels tend to go up when we're dealing with change and uncertainty, so you need to manage it proactively. Prioritize your self-care by ensuring you get enough sleep, eating nutritious foods, allowing yourself time to relax, and taking time for yourself for stress-relieving activities like reading, listening to music, crafting, or other hobbies that help you relax. Okay, next, practice gratitude. Focusing on what you're grateful for can shift your perspective during times of change, from what you're losing to what you still have or are gaining. Gratitude enhances positive emotions and can significantly improve your psychological health. And you can start by keeping a gratitude journal where you write down things you're thankful for every day. All right, next, reflect on what you've learned. Taking time to look back at your experiences and reactions in a non-judgmental way can provide valuable insights into how you handle change, which can lead to self-improvement and better coping strategies in the future. Set aside time each week to think about what you've learned and how you've grown. If you'd like to learn simple ways to incorporate gratitude and reflection into your life more, so you can improve your mental health in just 15 minutes a day, check out the digital products available from my store. They're linked in the episode description or head to ltamh.com. Next, lean on your support network. Maintaining your social connections is vital during times of change because having a support network can provide emotional comfort and practical help when you need it most. Stay connected by reaching out to friends and family regularly, joining groups or clubs related to your interests or situation, or even by staying involved in community activities. Okay, next, seek professional help. If change is affecting your mental health, seeking help from a counselor or a therapist can be beneficial. Asking for help when you need it is a sign of strength, not weakness. Professionals can provide strategies and support tailored to your needs, and they can help you look at things more objectively. Because when it comes to navigating change and mental health, what it all boils down to is this. Working through change and upheaval is definitely challenging, but it's also an amazing opportunity for personal growth and development. Each step you take, whether small or significant, is a move towards becoming more resilient and adaptable, and learning to appreciate your own strengths and capabilities. How you choose to deal with change is completely up to you, but when you choose to see it as an opportunity to grow, that's exactly what it becomes. The choice is yours, as it is with all things related to your well-being. So, what choice will you make today? Each week I like to finish up by sharing a quote about the week's topic, and I encourage you to take a few moments to really reflect on it and consider what it means to you. This week's quote is by an unknown author, and it is, "Change is part of life. Resisting is often as futile as it is frustrating." Let me repeat that. Change is part of life. Resisting is often as futile as it is frustrating. All right, that's nearly it for this week. How do you navigate change and upheaval in a healthy way? If you're on Spotify, you can share in the Q&A section below. Otherwise, let me know on Instagram at LTA Mental Health or by commenting on the transcript, which you can have delivered to your inbox each week along with my newsletter, Thursday Thoughts. Sign up at ltamh.com or use the link in the episode description. And for more mental health tips, follow my other Instagram account, it's Jeremy Godwin, and support my work, plus get early access to ad-free episodes on Patreon for just a small amount each month. Next week, I'll be talking about building your resilience. How well do you cope with stress and other challenges that seem to come our way when we least expect it? Continuing on from this week's topic, next time I'll be taking the conversation deeper by looking at simple and practical ways you can be more resilient. I'll be talking about what building your resilience means, why it matters, and how to do it. That episode will be released on the 12th of May 2024, and I hope you'll join me for it. Hit follow or subscribe on your podcast service to make sure you never miss an episode. Thank you very much for joining me today. Look after yourself and make a conscious effort to share positivity and kindness out into the world, because you get back what you put out. Take care and talk to you next time. Let's Talk About Mental Health is an independent program proudly produced by Reconnaissance Media. For more information, visit reconnaissancemedia.com.